This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Estimated that if we pass this bill alone, we'll create 7 million jobs this year.
All right, so we're still talking about the stimulus, money, money, money. Just when the tax man comes calling, you may get that stimulus. But is it just right, terribly out of whack, or something that you just can't stomach? And that's where the Republicans are at. They really are in all three categories. And once again, we kick things off talking about money here on the show. Kate Delaney, hope wherever you are safe and you are warm. Because trust me, there are a million people in Texas who are not necessarily safe, and they definitely aren't warm. The Texas grid got crushed, and part of that is because the operators didn't see the need to prepare for cold weather. People are furious. We're going to dive into that here in just a second. But what's really what we're drawing about across the nation that affects every single one of us is this COVID relief negotiations. The stimulus talks are, of course, into full swing. There was a town hall meeting set up for the president. Biden went to Wisconsin. That's what you heard there, a little slice of that. He really says it's about bipartisan, trying to get that whole bipartisan buy-in, but that's not looking really, really good because most Republicans are in the, what, almost $2 trillion? I don't think so. So the stimulus relief will come regardless of whatever you label yourself. And because if you are listening to me and you pay taxes and you do it, you know, through the draft, doing it through your bank draft, then you'll just get it. It'll just appear in your account. If not, then one gets mailed to you. And I think here's the key thing. Unemployment benefits are going to start to lapse for millions of Americans. I've talked about this a bunch in less than a month. And that obviously puts pressure on the people on the Hill. And especially the Democrats, because this was one of the promises. Are they going to get this COVID relief bill through? Because that's part of it. So now you got 4 weeks to see what the Democrats are going to do. And then also what happens with the Republicans. Congress is out this week, but it's still about pulling together the Democrats and still about trying to pull in perhaps some Republicans too. So in the next couple of days, the House Budget Committee puts together that final bill based off of, and they're working on that already, based off the section by sections that committees passed last week. And then that ensures that they're in a place to get the caucus on board and pass the bill as soon as next week. So the obstacles are that the thought was we're going to make this bipartisan, but there's not enough Republicans that are getting on board, so then they just push it through the other way. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has a 5-vote margin on the bill. So we'll see. I mean, you know, you look at last spring, everything was cratering. Everything was crashing. The uncertainty of the virus, our country was more paralyzed than ever because we had no idea. So you had Democrats and Republicans come together in just a couple of weeks to pass the largest stimulus bill in our history, and they were unified. But this package has been more scrutinized, even by Democrats. And some Republicans will cross the aisle, like I said, but I don't think you're going to get complete across-the-board support. And in the last couple of weeks, House Democrats haven't really been working on this because there's been other things that have been in the way of it. So now you have the Senate's Help Committee that's working closely with the House Education and Labor panel, and they're going back and forth, and they're working on what they need in the House bill to make it workable on their side. And you get that, right? So it is how a bit, it's like that old I guess it was Electric Factory. They would tell you how a bill was made, and you have to have the both chambers, and then what's being put in the bill, so that by the time you pass that to us, then we can get it through, boom. Because Democrats in the Senate would have 2 weeks to pass their bill before unemployment benefits lapse, if you do the math on this. And if they pass a different bill than the House, then the House would have to pass it again before March 15th. Oh, it gives you a headache, doesn't it? But this is how the democracy works. So I'll just say this again, because if you need the do-re-mi, again, no matter what label you wear, you'll get it. But at what cost is what the Republicans are saying. So $75,000 individual for an individual, if you make $75,000 or less. Couples making the $100,000 get the full $1,400. And then, you know, just kind of goes from there as to how much somebody, you know, how much somebody gets. You know, part of what's also underneath the saddle, the burr underneath the saddle of plenty of Republicans and even some Democrats, is what's happening with the minimum wage fight and where that's going. Watching that this Senate COVID relief bill includes raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. And then the argument is, well, that's going to create some economic hardship and it's going to cost jobs ultimately in the end. So there's those that are on that side of it, and then others that are saying, well, no, the minimum wage has to rise because it has to include that, whatever it takes, because of people struggling with a minimum wage that doesn't work, that's way too low. But the minimum wage definitely is the fight that is one of the biggest fights that's stuck in the bill. All right, now you know more than you probably need to know about all the details. Bottom line is, I think the Democrats are going to go it alone, and there could be any tour to any city or any state, and I don't think that that's going to make a hill of beans difference to any of the Republicans who are saying, no way, not happening, we're not doing it. We're not gonna switch off like that. That's not the way that this goes. So the battle rages, and again, the people aren't there on the Hill, the people that represent you and me. So we'll see. There is divisions over this economic bill, big, fat divisions. And there's other things, infrastructure, climate, definitely agendas that are fighting against each other. So, yeah, it's going to be mostly Democrat only that go along with this thing. All right, millions of people are without power. And you've got snow, you got ice, you got temperatures that are finally warming up in the state of Texas. There still is about 1 million people I checked before I cracked open the microphone that don't have power. And you had the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, calling for reform of the state's electric grid operator. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT. And he said far too many Texans are without power and heat for their homes. As for our state facing freezing temperatures and severe winter weather, this is unacceptable. So there's a chance to make a difference with that. 11 years ago, because there was a horrible ice storm, and there's a lot of conversation, but it never happened. So initially, 4 million Texas households didn't have power. It's down to 1 million. People are burning furniture, burning artwork to stay warm. Where do we live? Meet you on the flip side.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The stars at night are big and bright.
Where does that happen, Ray?
Deep in the heart of Texas. The prairie sky is wide and high.
What's that place now?
Deep in the heart of Texas. The sage in bloom is like perfume.
What's that place again, please?
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Oh, deep in the heart of Texas, my friends across the nation are watching this, and it makes California and their blackouts look like child's play. And thanks so much. So many people filled up the mailbag to ask, one, how I was doing in Texas and how other people listening on some of our fabulous Texas affiliates were doing, and what I thought the, as one guy put, the freaking problem is. Well, here's something that's interesting. There's a lot of things to this. And it's a lesson for other states that are kind of on that fringe of, it never really gets that cold. We don't really get ice except for once in a blue moon. And which, by the way, it was good that the stars were bright and there was snow, because the reflection of the snow helped some people when it was very, very dark. I mean, just suburbs, just completely in the dark. So the price per megawatt hour of electricity in Texas rose from $25 to $9,000. Natural gas went from 3 million BTUs to 165 million BTUs. So, electricity on a freezing day. That's what happens when everything gets shut down. And as it's been explained to me, that's part of the problem. Pumps couldn't start, diesel engines, etc. Power plants, one after another, went offline. Even a reactor at one of the state's two nuclear plants went dark because frozen equipment. So when the need was great, they couldn't come through. There was most surplus gas is stored underground, and bringing it to the surface becomes more difficult in low temperatures. So That's it, right? I mean, that's part of it. The cold was a crusher. And that's all on the lap now of what they're going to do with moving into the future, and making decisions on what to do with ERCOT. And Bill Magnus, who's the chief executive of ERCOT, said, you know, he thought the state grid was better prepared for winter than it was. And he said in 2018 we had some very cold winter times, but we saw the generation fleets perform very well. We made some progress. We weren't expecting that. So the state's Public Utilities Commission ordered ERCOT to allow for those high prices, and I gave you what the prices were. They almost certainly won't last as temperatures are starting to rise. So the cost of that electricity in the short run will probably fall most heavily on the retail utilities. But it's a big problem. They got to figure it out. And then what you'll hear from some people is, well, you know, you got to decide what you want. The Rick Perry, the former governor of Texas, weighed in on what happened here with electricity. And he said, this is what Texans don't, this is what they want. They would rather go, and that's the question. He says, Texans would be willing to suffer blackouts to keep feds out of the power market. That this is why this is how it is. He posted something about that. And in a blog posted on House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's website, Perry was quoted as responding to the claim that those watching on the left may see the situation in Texas as an opportunity to expand their top-down radical proposals. And then that's when he was quoted as saying, yeah, Texans, no, they don't care. We'd rather freeze for 3 days to keep the federal government out of our business. Try not to let whatever the crisis of the day is take your eye off of having a resilient grid that keeps America safe personally, economically, and strategically. So, and it has been a point of pride with Texas politicians who in the 2000s chose to deregulate the state's power market and allow power companies, not state regulators, to determine when and how to build and maintain power plants. So because of that, the system falling and having no power and all of that, and now you have federal regulators warning Texas you need to take steps to better insulate your power plants, which you can bet that's going to happen. And again, ERCOT is just getting pummeled. Like the governor said, they're investigating it. They want to do something about it. But, you know, the argument has been made by several conservatives in the middle of the blackouts that, you know, just wait and see. If wind and solar is where we're headed, the last 48 hours would give everybody a real pause and go, wait a minute, we have to have a base load. And you can only get a base load in this country right now with natural gas, coal, and nuclear. So I think what happens in Texas with this grid and the arguments over that affects all of you listening to my voice as to federal regulation, good, bad, or indifferent to it. What does it mean to you personally when you are cutting up your furniture to stay warm? And I'm not exaggerating. There are people that did that. Sadly, there were people that also got carbon monoxide poisoning. Some died because they were trying so desperately to stay warm. And then the other thing that was so sad is some of what happened in hospitals. Luckily, most stayed online for most of the time. But you have people with oxygen. You have all kinds of situations there. So there would be some kind of reform. I can't imagine that there wouldn't be. But does it mean that the feds get involved here and Texas says, okay, because we got crushed. Our operators weren't prepared. We're paying the price. Texas seceded from the nation's power grid. If you had the chance and you see what's happening in your state, would you rather be like Texas and say what Rick Perry said? We'll take freezing for a few days, but we want you out of our biz. You can always weigh in, by the way, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. 83. All right, add on top of that the cold weather for everybody and dealing with the situations that they've dealt with, because it wasn't just Texas. A lot of areas got slammed by some nasty winter weather. And you're dealing with, of course, COVID at the same time and vax sites being shut down and then the concern of, okay, I was one of those people that wanted to get a vaccine, and now is that going to still be good? And you have 490,000 people who have died from COVID-19, even though we're seeing some lower hospitalization numbers in some places. That's out of 27.9 million cases worldwide, 243 million deaths. So it's all about weighing those options. I mean, you had the president saying that by July, everybody could take a vacation, meaning everybody would get, we'd be safe. We would have herd immunity. Anybody who wanted to get a shot could get a shot, and there you go. But there are still problems with that because of now this weather and the delay in the weather delaying some of the deliveries, and then what will be good versus what's not good. And I think we're a little bit away from declaring complete victory, although it sure feels like we're headed in a much better direction, doesn't it? Except for when you hear about these variants. Every time you hear about a variant, it just makes me cringe. Oh, another one? Another one? And I know, and it's been explained to me thoroughly by some very smart doctors and scientists. I mean, this is what happens with viruses. They mutate. We get it. We know it. Right? Yeah, absolutely. All right, quick one here. Rush Limbaugh, who undoubtedly is the grandfather of talk radio, or at least one of them, and certainly conservative media, an icon for decades, who used his time behind the mic to shape politics of the Republican Party, and you could say the nation, died Wednesday after a battle with cancer. He was 70 years old. His wife, Catherine, made the announcement on his radio show. She said, as so many of you know, losing a loved one is terribly difficult, even more so when that loved one is larger than life. She said, Rush will forever be the greatest of all time. It was just back in February of 2020, he announced he had been diagnosed with advanced lung cancer, and he continued to host his show while undergoing treatments. He told listeners he was hopeful he would defeat the disease. It didn't happen. Tracy Stuckrath is joining us next to talk about food, how you can avoid some of those allergies. Stay with us.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House announced Wednesday a new investment into more COVID testing. The Biden administration says it will spend $650 million for expanded testing for schools and other locations where people gather. Another $850 million will go towards increased production of testing equipment, and the CDC says it will invest $200 million into genomic sequencing of the virus as it increases its efforts to look for variants of the coronavirus. And millions across the country remain without power as another winter storm makes its way across the southern plains and towards the east coast. About 3.5 million people are still without power, and the majority of them are in Texas. The next round of storms is bringing more snow and ice to the south and Midwest before heading to the northeast by Friday. As the system moves through, many areas of the south and Midwest are expecting several more inches of snow and layers of ice to go with temperatures 20 to 30 degrees below normal. This is USA Radio News. Secretary of State Tony Blinken says the U.S. will financially support the World Health Organization and pay $200 million in assessed and current obligations. John Clemens has the story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
This is a reversal of what the Trump administration planned to do, leave the World Health Organization. Now Secretary of State Blinken made it official with a new administration.
It reflects our renewed commitment to ensuring the WHO has the support it needs to lead the global response to the pandemic, even as we work to reform it for the future.
A fact-finding mission from the World Health Organization recently returned from Wuhan, China, where the outbreak first began, complaining they were not given the information they needed to complete their investigation.
And 8 people have been injured in a shooting in Philadelphia near a train station on the north side of the city. Police say one person was taken into custody, but have not yet said what they believe that person's involvement in the shooting was. Investigators believe that a car was involved and are looking for more suspects. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You know, when I went to college, they called it the freshman 10 because you ordered so many crazy amounts of pizza in those dorms. I did. I went to Ohio University. It was crazy. And I did gain the freshman 10, but I was like, I was so skinny then. I was just like a stick. Different times. Now they're talking about people have gained 19 pounds or more during the pandemic, and so many people want to eat better. They want to eat clean. You keep hearing eating clean, eating healthier. Now more than ever, people are realizing they have food allergies. They're trying to figure out what they are, and they're trying to read labels better. Joining us now, she's in our virtual green room. Tracy Stuckrath is with us from Thrive Meetings and Events. That's her thing, her jam. And she is all about food, and she's an allergy expert. Tracy, thanks for popping on.
Thanks for having me, Kate. How are you?
So you went to North Carolina State. I got to ask you this. You probably didn't gain the freshman 10, did you?
Well, I was just laughing at what you said because it was the freshman 15 when I went to college. So,
and I think we went the same time. So maybe the Midwest was different than the South.
Maybe. I don't know. And I probably did, but I don't want to even think about it.
No kidding. So, I mean, this is just a wide open question. We have listeners all over the place. We have, we have listeners that do eat healthy, and we have listeners that want to eat better, and we have listeners who eat poorly and are like, oh, I don't want to get diabetes. I don't want to have all these things happen to me. So, and I get mail like this. So let's just take the basics first. What are some things people can eat that are pretty decent for them instead of chowing down the chips all the time?
Well, the chips after, you know, a nice little salty treat after, you know, when you need catting, you know, the other day I was actually traveling.
Whoops. I think the chips got Tracy. I think we lost her there for a second. Maybe not. I think we got you.
Can you hear me?
We got you. Go ahead.
Okay. So I like to cut up my vegetables and bell peppers or carrots and bell peppers and bring those with me on trips or just having it out. In the summertime, and actually now you can buy the little cherry tomatoes. And my dad and I put those on the counter, and we just, every time we walk through the kitchen, we're eating a cherry tomato or the mandarin oranges. Those easy-to-peel mandarin oranges are great. So looking for those easy to, you know, munch on vegetables as well as fruit is, to me, the best option.
I like that. I like that idea of having the cherry tomatoes out. They're great. And even bell peppers and carrots would be easy to cut up and put in a container and take with you. And then that's that crunchy thing that a lot of mm-hmm. us have. So you would get that crunch.
Yeah, and those carrots, I mean, you can always buy those carrots that are the mini size in the bag and carry those with you. And I always, you know, some of the grocery stores now sell the small packs of the peas, the snap peas.
Mm-hmm.
And I love those because they, like the carrots, have a kind of a snap to them and fresh flavor. So that's always good. And my friends make fun of me because I carry this stuff with me whenever I travel. Granted, we're not traveling very much right now, but I always carried that with me when I was traveling as well.
Yeah, the snap peas, that's another good suggestion. I just actually mm-hmm. scribbled that down. People now more than ever are realizing, and you're an expert with this, are realizing that food is causing them all kinds of problems, and they have allergies to food, mm-hmm. and they just don't know what they are, and then they're finding them out. I had a test for something, and then I realized that I had some allergies because I'm healthy. And the doctor said, well, what are you doing about those allergies? What? I didn't realize I had allergies. So how do you tackle that? How do you figure all that out?
Well, you know, there's a difference. There's a lot of the blood work tests that you can get done, and, you know, they're telling you that you have allergies. They're probably more like intolerances that you do need to pay attention to, but it's not probably a full-blown allergy, like you need an EpiPen.
Right.
But if you do get those tests done and some of them are higher than others, then I would suggest going to an allergist to find that out. But it is definitely something that you need to, you know, really watch. And if you do have a reaction to something, you know, monitor it and try to eat it another day and see what kind of reaction you have. My a friend of mine a couple of years ago actually did one of those food avoidance tests. She was actually doing a cleanse, and she eliminated like eggs and milk and wheat from her diet. And when the week that she needed to put wheat back into her diet, her entire body broke out in hives. And she went to the doctor and was like, "Oh, it's not the food, you know, it's something else." And so you need to track that for yourself and take that documentation with you to the doctor to really understand and get a grasp of what is potentially causing that. But food avoidance tests or food avoidance programs are a good way to figure out what you're allergic to.
Oh, that's a good tip. All right, Tracy, you do a podcast. I was listening to an interview with you. We were talking about it, and I thought this was so good because I said at the top, Thrive Meetings and Events. And, mm-hmm. you know, when we get back to whatever the new normal is, people are going to be out there at restaurants. There's going to be meetings, all kinds of things happening. And a lot of times we don't think about this when we get a menu, but you gave the example of like pasta primavera. What's really in it? You might be allergic to something, but the ingredients aren't listed, so you have no idea.
Exactly. And I'm hoping that the pandemic has given, you know, chefs at restaurants and catering companies some time to actually look at their menus and start to code them for us, because it's really hard to understand. And actually, in the course that I'm teaching right now, Every Meal Matters, I just had my student go through a menu and say, okay, what is in everything on this list? that are allergens and what dietary needs should they meet. And, for example, that pasta primavera, they were Googling it up and seeing what was in it. But there's 10,000 different recipes for pasta primavera. So you don't know what Chef Kate put in it versus what Chef Tracy put in it.
Right.
So it's really having conversations with those chefs if you do have an allergy. My friend Shandy has a company called Certistar, and she's got several allergies, and she was going into restaurants before a business meeting, like an hour before a business meeting, and saying, hey, I have these allergies. I don't want to have this conversation when I come in here with my clients because it takes 12 to 15 minutes for me to discuss this with the waiter, and I don't want to take that time up with my clients. So can we have this discussion now? And then when we sit down, you already know what I'm going to have, and you already know my allergens, so we don't have to go through that. And that's because it is a big challenge, you know, and because then your dietary needs become the topic of conversation versus the topic of business, you know?
Right.
So, mm-hmm.
Or a date.
Help of chef. Yeah, totally.
Right? Yeah, you go on a date and everybody's just like, oh, is this person high maintenance? Because you're like, well, you have this. And they don't know you very well, right? So there
right.
you go.
Yeah. I think on a date, you don't have any option to know where to go in advance and have a conversation, though.
Well, that's what you have to do. You have to say, listen, this is where I want to go. And then you just show up a few minutes before, say, I need to know what's on this menu. And here's what I'm going to get.
Exactly.
That would be so impressive. Because people hate that. It's like, you look at the man, oh, I can't decide. What are you going to get? And then you just look like this confident woman or man, and you grab the menu and you just, boom, you just bellow it out. Here's what I'll have.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Oh,
it
I love it.
Help.
Yeah, it does. So, I mean, this is what's so exciting is everyone listening to us. This affects all of us. What we put in our bodies, what we eat. And you've been on this path for a while now. You even have a podcast about it. Is it exciting for you to see that there's people that care more about this and it's becoming more of a thing?
100%. Because when I actually thought about it the other day, I got diagnosed with my allergy in 2003. So I'm going on 18 years, if I can do my math correctly, of managing this. And at the time, I was a meeting planner, and I couldn't eat at the 100 events a year that I planned, or the ones that I attended. And so it was a real struggle. And so that's why I started my company 11 years ago, to educate the industry on how, and my catchphrase now is how I say it, is how not to offend or kill people with the food that you serve them. Because you don't want to do that. You don't want to get sued either, but there's still a lot to learn and do, but it has come a long way in the 10 years that I've been doing it. So it's very exciting to see. Yeah,
I think it's very exciting, too. So, Tracy, if people want to find you, where can they go?
They can go to thrivemeetings.com. That's my website. And on my podcast, you can get on all podcast platforms, and that's called Eating at a Meeting. And on that podcast, I'm interviewing experts in all facets of food and beverage to really understand how we can create safer, more inclusive food and beverage experiences for everybody.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
Eating at a meeting.
Eating at a meeting. And Kate, the other thing that I, you know, with eating at a meeting and with dietary needs is one that people don't necessarily think about is that individuals who are hearing impaired or utilize mobility, right?
Yeah. Make sure that you take care of that, too, as well. Tracy,
exactly.
We're almost out of time, but that's a good thing to end on. Pay attention to that as well. Tracy, thank you so much. Hang with us, everyone.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Muskrat, candlelight, doing the town and doing it right in the evening. It's pretty pleasing. Muskrat Susie, Muskrat Sam, do the jitterbug out in Muskrat land and they shimmy. Sam is so skinny, and they whirl and they twirl and they
so check it out. This is when you know that you are a brand. This is when you know you've like crossed over to another dimension of fame. So do you all know who The Rock is? That was, he's known by that name. He doesn't always go by it because he goes by Dwayne Johnson often. But The Rock was his name in the ring because he's a former wrestler. And he's a former American football and Canadian football player. And I think really, though, people remember him from the very beginning as the wrestler guy. And, of course, he's gone on to movies and popularity, crazy, crazy popularity, and now this is like I say when you know you've crossed over. So it's beyond all those things. It's beyond he's pursuing acting and he starts to make a name for himself coming out of the WWF and he gets, you know, prominent and he's that trash talking personality. He wins a championship and then he moves on and he gets these roles like the Scorpion King and he's in then silly, funny comedies, The Tooth Fairy, San Andreas, which, of course, was about an earthquake, but it did well, Skyscraper, that kind of stuff, and Fast and Furious, with that franchise just is beyond. Everybody who's been in that franchise has made just a ton of money, and of course people recognize him because they were so popular. And then he was in the HBO series Ballers, and that ran for 5 seasons, and that was ranked as HBO's most watched comedy in 6 years. And then he's had a whole bunch of other success. New York Times bestseller, Times 100 Most Influential People in the World in 2016 and 2019, you know, et cetera. But like I said, there is then this line you cross over where you are that famous that anything you touch just seems to take off. And we'll see how big this gets. But now NBC has a show that's about his young life. Young Rock, it's called. And so their whole premise of this is every legend has a beginning, and that's what this is about. It's about, it's a comedy based on outrageous stories of when he was young. It's that, like, coming of age journey, highlighting unforgettable moments, like almost going through someone's journal, and incredible relationships that take this guy, The Rock, from an ordinary kid to an extraordinary superstar, revealing all kinds of things in between. And already, it's gotten pretty good reviews where Rotten Tomatoes, which, you know, you got to really squeeze hard to get some good things out of Rotten Tomatoes, because it's like an aggregate where they take all these different reviews, and it's like 91% is what I read. So there you go with, you know, The Rock doing this thing on NBC. So to me, that is mic drop. Yeah. I mean, you know how many people have comedies? You think of Seinfeld, you think of successful comedies, what they were about. Like Seinfeld was about Seinfeld, him as a comedian, but a show about nothing, and that worked. But very few crossover, especially if you're talking about your young life. So this is just, it's like his autobiography, boom, gets smacked into scripts, and then we'll see. We'll see how well it does as it just debuted. And the debut apparently was pretty good. So, you know, there you go. There's some other places where then it pops up. But he's become that much of a star that the rewards are, okay, what do you want to do? We'll just green light it. That's pretty good, I'd say. You go from that to a 22-year-old baseball player for the San Diego Padres, who you want to talk about really setting up your own setting up your own future beyond, because he was already making a great living. But when you look at the San Diego Padres, for those of you who aren't sports fans, you look at the San Diego Padres, just think about the Padres, and when you think about championships, are they coming to mind in the past, but not recently? So Fernando Tatis Jr. agrees to a 14-year, $340 million contract extension. Yeah, that's another mic drop of a different sort. He's just 22. Now, he's an incredible shortstop. As somebody who likes baseball, and I've watched it, I mean, listen, and at the plate, he's amazing. I mean, at the plate, you know, you're going to get power, you're going to get home runs, you're going to get stolen bases. He's going to drive in runs. He's an exceptional player, and he's a shortstop. So even this past season, he won a Silver Slugger, and he finished third in MVP balloting in the NL, and he is, you know, just, again, one of those players that is incredibly, incredibly talented. But the extension, when they were talking about extensions, and you looked at extensions before for somebody, in March of 2019, Alex Bregman signed a 6-year extension. You know what that was for? $100.6 million. Wow. So with this $340 million extension, by the way, and listen, I'm a capitalist. We live in a capitalist society. Why shouldn't he get paid what he, what the market can bear, what they're willing to pay? But he, with that extension, he becomes the largest, that's the largest in Padres history, of course, breaks a record that was set by Manny Machado, who's one of his teammates at $300 million. It's the third largest contract in Major League Baseball history in total value. At 14 years, it's the longest contract, which breaks the record of 13 years shared by Giancarlo Stanton and Bryce Harper. And the general manager said, you know, he's a star. We're locking him up. He is the guy. But with a good rotation, an incredible rotation, and the right players, I guess the idea is it's worth paying Fernando Tatis Jr. this because we don't want to lose him, because this is the ticket to us winning championships, which remains to be seen, right? So when you stack up the biggest contracts and you look at the average year, wow, that's incredible. You know, you have Mike Trout, and he got his extension was $430+ million, but it's 12 years, and he got that extension at, you know, 27 is when he started to get his payday. So good for Fernando Tatis. And when you talk about the years and add all that up, domestically speaking, that is the largest period. And like you heard, that is an absolute mic drop moment. Mic drop moment. And you know what? Because of the world of Twitter and Instagram and social media, we see so many people's posts of video and, you know, photos of things that are going on. I think the most stunning thing that I saw all day long, because I go through the photos, the most stunning thing I saw all day long was with so many millions of people without power and snow and ice and all the blame and all that stuff that's going on. People burning furniture, people in long lines to get food, anything to keep warm, driving around in their car, whatever it might be, is the photo that I saw that was posted of somebody's house, inside their house, where you saw the fan and there were giant icicles on the fan inside the house because the temperature in the house was so awful that it was way below freezing, and then that's what happened. And sadly, pipes are bursting, so that's going to be thousands of dollars for people, and that's what happened in the great state of Texas. And I don't know if many other people can claim that, even though you can claim some of that nasty weather that is going to continue to pummel a big portion of the country. On that note, a tip of the cap to all of you. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks to Nathan Reeder, as always, for his fine work on the technicals. Make it count.
Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.